The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs invites applications for the post of Liaison Officer Parliament on Deputation or Directorate of Estates, Dharman Bhavan, New Delhi. This is an ex-cadre Group B gazetted non-ministerial position with a pay level 7, and the post is to be filled on deputation basis. The candidates will be required to manage the liaison work related to accommodation of MPs, ex-MPs, union ministers and other government officials. The eligibility criteria for the position includes officers from the central government with a minimum of 5 years of regular service in level 5 or equivalent and experience in state management or related work. The age of applicants should not exceed 50 years as on the date of the closing of this application. Interested candidates should submit their application in duplicate along with required documents within 60 days from the date of this advertisement. Candidates applying for the post must ensure that the applications are routed through the proper channel. For details, kindly do check up the website, that is at www.mohua.gov.in. The Indian Statistical Institute, ISI Delhi Center, invites applications from retired employees of central government, central autonomous bodies or PSUs for the position of consultant, electrical engineer and consultant, civil engineer. These positions are available on a contract basis for an initial period of 1 year, extendable on an yearly basis depending on the candidate's medical fitness, satisfactory performance and the institute's requirements. However, the contract will not extend beyond the age of 65 years. The candidates should have at least 5 years of relevant experience in central government, autonomous bodies or PSUs, including experience in preparing designs, estimates, execution and inspection of works. Candidates should have retired at level 10 or above in the CDA scale. The preferred age for applicants is below 63 years as of the cutoff date for applications, which is the last date for submission. The remunerations will be in line with the Government of India guidelines for retired employees, capped at 60,000 rupees per month. Interested candidates can apply in the prescribed format along with supporting documents. The last date for submission of applications is 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Detailed information is available on the ISI website, that is at www.isid.ac.in under Administrative Announcement and Tenders. The National Water Development Agency, NWDA, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Government of India, has issued a vacancy circular for the recruitment of various posts on deputation, including short-term contract basis. The posts available include Superintending Engineer 1 post, Deputy Director 2 post, and Executive Engineer multiple posts. The pay scales for these positions are Superintending Engineer at level 12, Deputy Director at level 11, and Executive Engineer at level 10. The tentative places of postings for these roles are Vadodara, Valsad, Patna, Nagpur, and Gwalior. The closing date for the submission of applications is 60 days from the publication date of this advertisement in Employment News. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit NWDA website for details. Applications should be submitted to the address mentioned in the official notice. Kindly refer to the website, that is https://nwda.gov.in/content. CSIR National Botanical Research Institute, NBRI Lucknow, is inviting online applications for the recruitment of technical and support staff for various positions. The positions available include technical assistant and technician roles, with a total of 7 posts for technical assistants and 13 posts for technicians. The pay scale for the technical assistant position is level 6 and for technicians is level 2. The upper age limit for applicants is 28 years as of the last date of submission of applications, which is 21st of November 2024. Further details regarding the positions and application procedures are available on the NBRI website, that is at https://www.nbri.res.in. Candidates for the position of CSIR National Botanical Research Institute, NBRI, can apply online through the official portal at https://recruit.nbri.res.in. The Division of Environment Science, ICAR, IARI, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, New Delhi, will conduct a walk-in interview on 20th November 2024 to fill the posts of YP1, Young Professionals 1, and Laboratory cum Field Attendant under the project code 79-184. The positions available include 1 YP and 2 Laboratory cum Field Attendant roles. For eligibility criteria, tenure, desirable qualifications, and experience requirements, candidates can visit ICAR-IAR website at www.iari.res.in under the contractual jobs page. The National Institute of Health and Family Welfare, NIHFW, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, invites applications for the following posts: Professor, 1 post level 14, Reader, 1 post level 12, and the last date for submission of applications is 2 weeks from the date of publication in Employment News. For more details and application forms, kindly visit www.nihfw.ac.in. Both positions require the submission of relevant documents as outlined in the respective advertisements. The National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited, NCCF, New Delhi, invites applications for various posts in its head office and branches on deputation basis. The positions are open to candidates from the central government, state government, union territories, autonomous bodies, statutory bodies, and PSUs. The age limit for applicants is typically 30 years, and the period of deputation will be maximum of 5 years. Candidates must meet specific educational and professional qualifications for the role. The candidates must submit their applications within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Applications can be submitted either through email to admin@nccfindia.com, by post or by manual delivery. For further details, candidates can visit the NCCF India Limited website or directly send their applications to the NCCF office located at NCCF of India Limited. For details, kindly go onto the website, that is at https://www.nccf-india.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.